Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Northern Sonoma County Fire Preparedness Fair, taking place Sunday, September 29th at the Cloverdale Citrus Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is free for everyone. It's going to have activities for families. It's also going to have information and materials available in English and Spanish. Now, joining me over the phone this morning from the Halter Project, one of many informational organizations that will be there, I'm here with Halter Project founder Julie Atwood. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Thank you for joining me. Talk about this preparedness fair. I know you're not exactly sponsoring it. You're one of many organizations that will be there to present what you can do to help be prepared. Tell us about the event.
Well, this is September. It's the last weekend of September, which is National Disaster Preparedness Month. And this event, as Supervisor Gore's District 4 Preparedness Town Hall, is one of many, many events that have taken place. I think this is my 17th event this month. And really looking forward to it because the North County is doing a lot to be better prepared. I'm excited to meet a lot of people that I know and a lot of new people up there, and just excited that so many community groups and agencies are preparing these events. This is actually one of three disaster preparedness events that the Halter Project is participating in this weekend. There's one on Saturday for people out in the West County at the Gold Ridge Fire Department, station number 2 on Hessel Road. And there's also another one on Sunday. The Halter Project is going to be in two places at once. And on Sunday, Petaluma Scout Troop 9 is having its 7th annual blood drive and disaster preparedness event in Walnut Park in Petaluma, and we will be there. We'll be everywhere.
Excellent. Maybe you could talk about some of the specific things that you, as the Halter Project, or maybe that you know of, having gone to so many of these fairs, what's some of the really specific information that people are going to get?
They're going to have a demo showing the various types of roof and attic vents and screens that people can install on their homes and buildings that reduce the danger of embers getting into your home or your barn or your shop and starting a fire. And that's something I'm really, really interested in. It's hard to find those resources and especially someone to install them. Also, there'll be lots of information in multiple languages, as you've pointed out. And the Halter Project always goes to these events armed with tons and tons of information in English and in Spanish for people and their animals. So your pets, your equines, your livestock, we want to help people be better prepared before, during, and after an emergency or a disaster and know how to take care of their animals. Preparing for a public safety power shutoff is another big part of that. We've just experienced a little kind of power shutoff drill in the last few days, and I think that's raised our collective consciousness. At the Petaluma event, they have a blood drive, and because it's a scout troop and they're very interested in rescue and survival skills, at that event, we're not only going to have a ton of our community and individual preparedness and outreach materials, but we're going to have our life-size equine training mannequin and be able to show people how firefighters and search and rescuers are able to rescue large animals in an accident.
What's a good place for people to find the Halter Project, either online or over the phone? How can they get in touch with you if they want to hear more?
We try to make it really easy. Halterproject.org.
There you go.
And that is a completely free, we're totally volunteer-based. We're not a nonprofit. We can help you look for great nonprofits to support in the realm of animal emergency and disaster preparedness and response. But halterproject.org is a great resource library for all things pertaining to animal and human preparedness and safety.
Perfect. And for anyone looking for more information on the Sonoma County Fire Preparedness Fair, whether it's in Cloverdale or elsewhere, they can go to sonoma-county.org for more information on that. Julie, thank you so much for joining me this morning. A lot of information. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for all the support.
Again,
I'm KRCB.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.